Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up?
So I guess she's retired. She is convinced that it is definitely an archtop issue and that nothing was wrong before Edgar did the install.
Yes.
In the
Well,
meantime, while you're on the line with her, I'm gonna reach out to Larry and see if maybe he can give her a call with regards to the sales question.
all right. Well, yeah, it's just that when it comes to those email server issues, like we really can't do anything, especially for the email domain itself, and the
Yeah.
server itself is owned by another company,
Spectrum.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
Yeah,
really what
and
it comes
I
down
did
to.
tell her that, but she's just adamant. She's just not understanding it. And she's like, "Well, this I would love to be in the 20th century, but this is just too much of a hassle, and I might just cancel with you." And I'm like, "Okay, well, let's see what we can do for you."
I'll try and talk to her. Hopefully, the reasoning will help.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, here she is.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right, except for this situation. How are
Well,
you?
I'm good. I'm good. Living the dream, I guess.
Living the dream. Okay, that's
Trying
good.
to, trying to. Yeah, so you were having trouble with the email, right?
I am. I did not have any troubles until Edgar was here yesterday and installed all your equipment. And in
So,
the process, he told me that I could no longer use my Roadrunner account.
correct.
So I set up a Gmail account and I cannot transfer anything from my Roadrunner mail, which is, I guess is Outlook Express maybe still, to the new Gmail. I'm getting error messages.
So
And if,
yeah, so
okay.
the reason that the Roadrunner account isn't like able to send or receive, well, it might be able to receive. I'm not quite sure on the restrictions that Spectrum puts on their servers post a switch to like a new IS, like a new service provider like us. But I know from previous experience, because I did used to work there, that Roadrunner accounts are no longer supported, right?
Right. Well, that's what Edgar told me yesterday, but they still
Yeah.
are because up until yesterday, I mean, I still have it even though
No,
he read me the.
the road, when I say it's not supported, I don't mean that they're not active. They're
Yeah.
active as long as you have it. But
Right.
once you leave Spectrum, that Roadrunner account gets disbanded. Like,
Right.
it's gone.
Right. So I was trying to transfer everything out of my Roadrunner to the new Google account. And now I'm getting error messages saying I can't do it.
Yeah, so that's because they've disbanded that email is now gone, is what happened.
How can it be gone? I haven't canceled my service with Spectrum.
Spectrum, yeah. So when you transferred services, even though that service is active, once you've left their service, no longer, as in set a date for it to be completed on their end.
I haven't canceled my Spectrum.
Yes, I know the service is still active. Your Spectrum is still active. I'm understanding that. What I'm trying to explain is that even with that, you're now on Archtop. You're using our internet. That server won't it won't work with that, is what I'm trying to say. You get what I'm saying? Like it's like it won't connect to their server, no matter what we do on our end. You'll have to reach out to Spectrum and have them forward on their side, on the back end, because they won't be they you won't be able to do it yourself.
Well, I'm able to send emails, I'm able to receive emails, but I
Just
can't
can't
forward
forward.
any of my emails out to the Google.
Yeah, so they will have all the information with regards on how to do that. They can even do it for you themselves. Like give you like, because there's probably server port numbers that they will have to either give you or, configure so that you're able to forward those emails to Gmail or Outlook or whatever you're using. But they will have to give you those numbers and the steps on how to do that.
well, how come I never had this problem until he was here yesterday and hooked up your whatever your stuff is?
Because now that your internet is currently on, like, on Archtop, there's no way for you to connect back to that server, right? Because the email is the first to go when you're even considering leaving the ISP, even if you haven't canceled yet. Like, it's especially one that's not supported. If it's not supported, there won't be like you can be on this internet and connect to that email unless you're just sending from it, forwarding to another email while on another. It's like a safety concern, so they usually restrict that access, so you're not able to do that on a different service provider.
That wasn't explained to me. I mean, this whole Archtop thing has been a real anxiety provoker for me ever since the beginning of this. I mean, I have to buy a new phone. I have equipment in my living room, and now you're telling me I can't access my email from Spectrum?
No, you can still access the email. Like, you're still able to access it. Just forwarding it to that Gmail while on Archtop won't be possible. Like, unless Spectrum does it for you, which they can.
I wouldn't even know what to ask them. I mean, I'm getting this cannot send mail to the connection to the outgoing server.
Yeah, so
mail.twc.com failed.
Yeah, so you'll just tell them you're having mail server issues.
Right.
And they'll know exactly what to do.
This is just so. But why is it only part of my email that's not functioning? Why is it not the whole thing?
The forwarding portion is something that the service provider either blocks due to them not supporting it anymore, it being a security issue, or you're on another service provider's internet. They don't want that to be an available option when on another ISP. That's just something they do. Like for example, like when my grandma moved from one house to another, she only moved three houses down the block, but she switched from Spectrum to Frontier, and she was unable to access her email at the new house. But when she went back to the old house, she was able to access because the service was still active there. But she couldn't do it at her in her own home under that Wi-Fi, if that makes sense. So she was able to not forward the emails. I think she just wanted to send out. But she had a legacy account. It was a Bright House account back then, so it was like a older, way way older email. I don't even think Bright House is on the outs too. I think they're just trying to focus on Charter and Spectrum server mails and TWC are like the only three they're going to focus on going forward. All the Roadrunner accounts or anything that says HVC.RR or something.RR, those are eventually going to just be banded altogether. I think the sunset is set for the end of this year or the end of next year, I'm not mistaken.
Edgar read me the thing from, is it the PS Public Service Commission? About the emails going away.
Yeah.
So that part of it I understood, but I didn't think that it would, until I transferred my emails to the Gmail account, which I already had and didn't realize I had. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm getting emails in my inbox.
Yeah. Which you should, still be able to.
Right. But I'm not able to
forward that to
any
email.
Of those emails or send any emails.
So
that's because I'm on Archtop now?
It might just be something that the ISP has removed support for, like prior to the date. It could be any. It could be any one of the things I said. That's why I said it's better to reach out to them so they can give you that better answer. I listed all the possible reasons.
Yeah.
As to whether that's the exact reason, as to whether which one of those it is, I can only guess from my side because I don't have access to the Spectrum
right.
you know, like domain to tell you the exact one. That's why I listed all of those reasons. I know it sounds like a lot and it's a lot of information, but that's why like, if you call them, they'll definitely be able to narrow it down and tell you which one it is. Like, oh, they'll either say, oh, you've removed support. Oh, you're on a new ISP, you can't do it. Or, oh, you're using a tablet.
So
it could
be
anything in within what I said.
So help me understand. Even though I haven't canceled my Spectrum, because Edgar installed Archtop yesterday, that's causing the problem with Spectrum?
It's a possibility, is what I'm saying. Like, it all depends on what Spectrum has done on their end to restrict you from sending those emails out, or because they own that domain that you're currently using for that email. Like the hbc.rr or .pwc.com, that server is, that mail server is owned by Spectrum. So they configure on the server side that is not allowing you to send emails and only receive, they would have to talk to you about how they can get those emails sent to another mailbox or another mailing client like Outlook or Gmail or Thunderbird, whichever one that you use. I'm pretty sure you're using Gmail, like you said, but they would be better inclined to tell you how all that has now transpired.
Oh, I still don't understand it.
Essentially, on this, so think of it like this: like, think of it like regular mail, right? You have the post, you have the post office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the location that it's going to, and you have the person who's sending it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That post office is what would be the server, right? That's if we're comparing it to email, the server is the same as the post office.
Okay.
So let's say post office saying, oh, this, your given location, your given area is no longer allowed to send emails or forward emails, but you can now receive. The same thing as a post office restricting a certain area from sending and receiving certain emails or certain mail. It's the same concept. It's just virtual. So basically, they've configured something on their end that has now not allowed you to forward or send emails, but you're still able to receive. It's like you're basically, it's just a mailbox with no one there to actually service the mailbox, because it's just allowed to keep getting emails, but that's about it. So whatever they configured on their end, I listed all the things that they could have, all the things I listed before were just reasons they could have done it, but as to why or what the actual way to get those emails properly implemented into your current Gmail, they would have to walk you through those steps. Just because I don't have the tools that they have with regards to their own system, right? If I was working for them, I'd probably be able to just walk you through it. But unfortunately, I don't in this case.
So are you saying that this would have happened even if Archtop hadn't been here yesterday and changed?
It's highly probable, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they would just drop people like that and not notify anybody?
Unfortunately, when it comes to email, companies have policies set in place that they should be notifying, but...
Mm-hmm.
It, because email is a part of internet is not like it's not like water or you know, your electric, where it's like, you know, utilities. It's just something that you purchase and then receive, kind of like any other goods or products. They don't really have to say anything with regards to when they're going to drop service for that particular device.
All right, well, it says to me, go into mail and then settings, mail, and accounts. So I'm in accounts. And it shows iCloud, and it shows hvc.r.com, which is what I had.
Mm-hmm.
And when I click on that, it gives me the label and the account settings. So there's something in there that
like I said, if you're trying to configure it on a mailing client, like I'm guessing you're on your, are you on your phone or are you on a, what do you?
I have an iPad, and that's what iPad. I use.
Yeah, so if you're configuring on an iPad, you're more than likely using a mailing client. The actual mail settings for TWC,
yes.
they would have all that information.
So and even though it gives me a label of hvc.rr.com, when I go into account settings, it's saying my email, and then it's saying host name is mail.twc.com.
That's Time Warner Cable. That's what
Time Warner Cable.
Be.
Okay, right. Incoming mail server, IMAP account. So is that where the problem is?
It could be, like I said, they would be more inclined to tell you how their mail server is set up. Like I don't know. Like it gets confusing when it's not Charter Mail or not Spectrum. It's not any one of those two domains. It gets a little complicated because I know RR is not supported, but I know that they were grafted onto TWC's mail server. So I know that the incoming mail server should definitely be mail.twc, but outgoing, I have no clue. That's why I say it's just better to call them and ask them, hey, what do I need to do to be able to send emails outgoing from this mailing client or from my iPad? And they'll walk you through the steps. They literally have a whole triage of steps that they walk through to get that set up for you.
Oh, Lordy.
I know. The 21st century is crazy, right?
Okay. Well, the young lady I was talking to was working on another issue for me.
Yeah, she's going to get in contact with, you said Larry? Larry,
right? He's the supervisor of the guys in the field out here, the one that signed me up.
Yep.
Because he, all right, so I have an issue with my, I guess you don't want to hear about that stuff, but I need to have a resolution to that. So is she going to call me back?
So yeah, either her or Larry will call you back with a resolution for that.
Okay, because Larry was supposed to call me yesterday and didn't. So
yeah, I know those few guys been busy, but I'll definitely reach out myself as well and make sure that they get in contact with you. Okay.
All right. Can somebody call me back today?
Yep. I'll make sure.
Okay, and I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon, but they can leave a message on my landline or call my cell phone, I guess, but I'll be back later today. But I definitely want to get that issue resolved, too. Today, I don't want it hanging over my head again.
No problem, man. We'll definitely do our best to get that rectified for you.
Okay, and who was I speaking with, the young lady?
The young lady, that was...
She told me her name, but I don't remember.
I think it was Jolie.
Josie?
Jolie, like J-O-L-Y.
Oh, J-O-L-Y. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If I don't hear back from, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I'm going to call again?
I mean, if by 3 or 4 o'clock, I'll probably check in 3 or 4 o'clock with them and see what the if they have any resolution or anything, and if not, then I'll reach out to you around 3 to 4. Okay.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name's Alex.
Username
and number. Yep.
Okay.
Alex.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I hope you don't think I'm being difficult.
No, not at all. It's a very. I mean, I went to school for all this. So, I mean, for me, it's a little more. You know, it's easy for me to understand, but I can understand that the average person doesn't even know how the internet works, which they really don't need to. As long as it goes to the website, that's really what matters, right? As long as you get your, it's the truth, right?
And yeah, I guess so. All right. So basically what you're saying is Spectrum has to help me so I can send any emails or forward any emails, even though I'm still receiving them.
Correct. They just need to help you with the outgoing mail server. That's it.
Outgoing mail server. All right.
Yes.
Do I need any other words?
No, those are that keyword. It should narrow it down enough for the customer support agent.
Okay, so outgoing mail server is what I need help with.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Alex. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
No problem. And I will be calling you back around 4 if there's no.
Okay.
No word of anything. Okay.
All right. You have my number.
It's this 845-246-8922. Perfect. Got you.
Oh, okay. Thanks a million.
No worries. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.